this curve that way, and you're going to come up with even more equalization districts, and you lower the minimum rate. And what's going to happen if with the proposed appropriation levels, you're moving the curve this way, you'll be driving up the uniform rate, and reducing the number of equalization districts.
Senator Earl.
Fewer districts, if we have to reduce the amount that goes to equalization, fewer districts with equalization, you'll get less revenue.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Thursday.
This is probably a stupid question, but when you're talking about the true cash value, you're talking about ADM, not the actual value of the district, but the value per student of the district, aren't you?
Well, yeah, you are. Actually, that.
I mean, if there's two districts each worth $3 million, one's got 300 students, the other's got 100, that should affect.
Yeah, you're right. It's the true cash value per student.
Okay.
That was that 70 ADM over TCV that I had. Those are the two variables that really determine how bad off the district is. Well, that's it. I mean, you know.
Mr. Chairman, at what stage do they do this computing and make these decisions? Is that done?
Well, every time they're going to make a distribution, every time they're going to make a run as to what districts can expect for the next year or.
Is there a mandatory time when they must make a distribution, or does it depend on?
Well, right now, they've just done one because they've got to get the information out to the districts by first Monday in March. And the law says that if the legislature hasn't made a decision as to how much money they're going to get, they've got to use the dollar appropriation from the preceding year and see what would happen using updated data. So if there has been no growth in the basic school support appropriation, that means you're using higher costs, higher basic grants, less equalization. You're upping this rate, and you're probably really confusing things for the equalization districts. Now, I understand that the Department of Education is doing that. They've got a run showing what happens with the appropriation last year. I think they're also doing a run under the governor's proposal, which is essentially what happened during the special session. That's the same approach as being done.
Mr. Chairman, the purpose of that is just advisory to the district because they have levies, right?
Yes.
They'll do one later when they actually have the dollars to deal with.
That's correct. They'll do it again once they know exactly what the appropriations are going to be. We've got everybody as they know back here, they're worrying about budgets now. They're trying to figure out how much, what's the rate going to be? How much basic do we get? Probably all I'm going to say about equalization.
Can I ask one question there, please? Those other receipts, we were talking about that yesterday. What are some of the glossary? Give me some of the glossary receipts.
Well, it's really only two items. It's a federal forest fees and common school fund receipts.
So those are the only two they consider other two. Receipts.
That's right.
None of the things they collect from student fees or anything of that nature plays in this. Is that right? Or
that's correct.
ONC funds, even if they put it in,
doesn't enter into the equalization form.
Okay. That's what we were talking about. Okay.
That's enough meddling.
Yeah, I deal with it on Southern Oregon.
That's enough meddling.
All right.
Okay.
The pamphlet that you have has some actually, it has some examples of the various types of districts. And I think the last two pages goes through this accumulation process, showing how the actual rates are determined.
Since they're there, maybe we don't need that.
Can you quickly put those examples up, or?
I sure can. Estacada and Portland, that we might look at.
And Gresham.
And Gresham.
Great school.
Okay. I'll let you off on Salem today. I wouldn't want to identify our problems.
Okay. Salem adds one thing, minus investments.
Yeah, that's true. I've lived with that cross. Go ahead. That is a cross to bear.
Yeah.
A flaming one.
All these things are arranged by numbers, so it takes me a few minutes to find them. First to find the right county, then find the right district. We'll get there. Parkers.
I've got Estacada right here if you want.
Oh, do you? Did I put a school number on that?
Yeah,
good. Thank you. Well, I've got the Portland thing. I'll put Portland up there. I'll get that special.
You keep wanting to do Portland, don't you?
I mean, come on.
Well, oh, you don't.
Come on.
We were looking for a non-equalization district to compare. Yeah. Let's see.
We'll get that question very soon.
They're
real
close.
Heard of. That's true. We all admit that. Other area.
Actually, what would you like to see? I can show you what the grant is and show you what their relative ability count numbers are. But.
Well, what Senator Trill was asking, if you could plug it into the formula by category.
By figure.
And if you don't have those, we just won't be able to.
Well, I can, as far as those.
Ones you erased.
Get the relative ability and the.
That's amazing.
No, again, it's not essential that we go through that, Ron. So if it's going to be cumbersome, let's not do it.
If you're going to do Estacada and Portland, forget it.
Maybe you could do them on a sheet, perhaps, and hand it out tomorrow, next week.
Okay.
That might be the best bet.
Yeah, I think
I,
so.
If I put it all on a sheet for you.
Yeah.
After the nice things I said about you today.
Give me mine back.
Oh, okay.
You should stay right there.
You can get a lot of the information you need from these sheets.
Okay, next school finance item.
I'm going to put him back in there.
Well,
with that,
other than what we
talked about yesterday, I gave you the printouts.
Okay.
Let's see.
Was there anything else that
the
committee members desired as far as information from the staff on school finance? Ron, can you summarize, do you recall everything that's been asked for so far? Do members remember specific requests that were made as far as information gathering that we wanted on school finance?
I had written down the ones that answered starting off here.
Okay.
about the students, about absences, about, I've written down here today about the State Land Board and the Common School Fund.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out just what all goes into the Common School Fund. And we also want to get more information about the state forest lands and distribution of those funds. I'm going to get Terry in on it. I don't recall the other one. I think I've answered the question about how what the governor's proposal was. All right, I take that back. There was some confusion.
Yeah.
That's right.
And what the governor has proposed is indeed similar to the method used during the special session, where there will be an adjustment made to the approved program for every school district. They're going to look at the amount of shortfall that has to be accounted for and make a percentage adjustment to every district's approved program. So it means I can go back into the formula.
So that's how he would handle the distribution problem?
Yes.
Okay.
And as I mentioned yesterday, this is really taking the approach that it's a short-term problem, and no long-term adjustments like to the formula mm-hmm. are necessary, or at least not proposed yet anyway.
It's a short-term problem, but the size of the increase in future years to catch up would be a dramatic increase or commitment, so that when you do slip behind, it's not a matter of postponing it for a couple of years, it's a matter of getting so far behind that you have to then fight off all other programs in a session or two down the road while you catch up, and it's extremely hard to do because they all feel behind as well. Senator Trope?
Correct me if I'm wrong, probably. Didn't the previous time we did this formula suggest that some of it was for offset and other parts of the
yes.
money went into the program directly and so forth? So is that something we'll need to consider to see if we have to redo it?
I think when the formulas were changed, was it during the last, or at least in 77?
77, the offset required.
There was enough of a delay. I think there was some concern that districts had already been doing some budgeting, and that if the basic school support was was increased, and once the full amount was given to the districts, it's all going to be a resource, an extra windfall there. And the legislature was concerned about property tax relief and making sure that it resulted in a reduction of property taxes. And so they made a certain amount of that increase to be an offset. So that's been the debate, you know, is basic school support really a way of providing property tax relief?
Senator McFarland.
Now, let's go over this one more time. If we use the special session formula, then the hardest hit of the districts will be those districts such as Portland, in deference to my colleague here, who do not have equalization funds at this time, or not getting equalization funds. This is true.
Yeah, they're hurt worse than the equalization funds.
Right. Everybody's hurt some, but the people who are not getting equalization funds are hurt more than those who are getting equalization.
That's right. If you do nothing, it all comes out of the equalization districts.
Right.
This approach said you were at least going to affect all the districts because everybody gets a basic grant. Everybody's going to, instead of getting 30%, they're going to get maybe 26 or 20, well, I think it's about 26% basic grant. But in relative terms, Portland, the basic grant district, gets hurt worse. Unless, well, there are other ways you can go, but there are a number of ways you can go about making adjustments.
But Portland favored that in the special session as being an equitable way.
Yes. I think most of the superintendents around the state thought that was a reasonable way to go.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Trope.
Yeah. I think they said they would accept it at that point rather than fight over it, but I had people tell me they did not favor it.
Yeah, the information I got was not that they favored, but that they would go along with it and accept it. I think that's two different things.
Yeah. We call our friend Senator Gardner coming to tell me specifically when I carried the bill that they were supporting it this time, but they were not likely to want to continue.
Any other questions, Ron?
Well, just that if anyone has anything in particular they'd like to see, as I mentioned before, these printouts all come from the school finance model that we have. We do get the tapes of the basic data from the Department of Education, and I'm able to go in there and do some programming on this to try different alternatives, or just to give you basic information out that you might like to see.
Senator Day,
we were credits aside, we're faced with some of the financing problems we have today. How would we, for once, putting that aside, approaching it responsibly, would you suggest we handle the situation this time with our staff? All, you know, putting aside all that, we'll all agree we will give you a contract for life.
I wonder if I'd made you mad or something.
How do you feel from a professional standpoint? What have to address here, or have you given it thought?
I haven't given it enough thought. I really haven't.
Mr. Chairman, do you mind if I ask that type of thing? I would like to give us some thought on some of it.
You can ask for it. I won't require that they give it. As far as they're willing to go, short of the director of this office is not going to allow a staff member to make a proposal.
Okay, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I guess what I would say, from here we're sitting here in a quandary.
Options.
Yeah.
Responsible options.
I would
options.
Mind some responsible option. I don't think that's be one way, but some of the alternatives that we might have, I think, would be helpful for you that we could start to sort out.
Because yeah, I intend to have those.
It's a can of worms that we're going to be involved.
Senator McFarland.
I guess I would like for you to find out if you can, if it isn't too much difficulty, how much that fund that you give to people because they lose students, how much that comes out to. I can't buy that at all. I don't buy that.
It's about $2.5 million.
Okay, you can save $2.5 million right there.
And you think there will be legislation on that subject?
Yes.
I'm
not sure if it goes to the House first or the Senate first, but there will be a bill in to deal with the declining grant problem. I do intend to have various options, and I think we probably boil them down to about four or five major options that you can look at. And I'm going to try and have some runs for you and some ways to evaluate them. That's the key.
I'm just concerned that if we know that we have this hot rock, that we have some, I don't think it has to be one way, but I would like to see a series of opportunities to study and know what the hell we're doing to grants.
There are some related monies that go to public schools also. The state picks up for handicapped students. It has been picking up 30% of the excess costs. And a lot of those handicapped students tend to be, I think, in the larger school districts, especially in the Portland school district. The governor's budget calls for a reduction in the amount, the percentage amount, to something like 20-some% of the excess cost for handicapped students. Also, there are other students that represent socioeconomic disadvantaged students, and there are federal funds that may be reduced to help school districts handle those kids. And if you see reduction in federal funds, reduction in state funds for handicapped kids, affecting some school districts more than others, and I would submit public Portland would be affected more by those changes than some of the others.
Do we distribute that on a population of need, actual utilization of that, or is it?
It's based on a computing of the excess cost, and we pay a percentage of the excess cost.
So each student's
district,
actually served.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each district tells us who's being served and computes the cost. Okay. So much. So that relates to, I think, and we need, when we consider the formula, I think we need to consider what's happening in reserves.
Do you have any idea what the feds are planning in that area?
No, except I think it's going to be true that mostly all of the categorical grants from the federal government are going to be reduced.
Or eliminated.
So that being the case, a lot of those programs will go away.
Well, I will be supplying you with those options.
Thank you.
And that question that you had mentioned, Ed, has been raised before, too. I think during the special session, Senator Wingard asked me the same thing. What do you think is most consistent with what we've tried to do in the past? I remember it because it was a hard question to answer.
I'm not sure the consistency bothers me as much as that, given the fact where we are right today, I think it's logical that we approach something that's going to delay something that we impact at a later time. I agree with the chairman, and I think I've been through these fights before on this whole formula, and I'd much rather see some objectivity applied to it than we apply our prejudices with the law. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? None? Thank you very much. He made something very complicated relatively understandable. We have Jim's going to cover the park.
I believe he is. I can make sure he's.
Say that you're going to have Paul Aker here with us next week.
We'll try to get Paul here, and I think it'll be next week. Thank you.
Jim can be here in a few minutes.
Okay.
We're calling him. Unless
well,
you want to tomorrow.
We can catch it on Monday. So we will meet again at 1:30 on Monday.